insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 51st and 2nd verses of Surah An-Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innama kana qawlal mu'minina idha du'u ila Allahi wa rasulihi liyahkuma baynahum an yaqulu سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون.
The only statement of the true believers when they are called to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them is that they say, "We hear and we obey," and those are the successful.
وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and is conscious of Him, it is those who are the attainers.
Regarding these verses, in the previous episode, we said that since the previous verses were about those dark-hearted hypocrites who were in total and absolute darkness in their ideas, who reacted to the judgment of Allah, who reacted to the judgment of the Prophet ﷺ, these verses were actually treating the judgment of the Prophet that was depicted in the deeds of the true believers. So these are the verses that talk about the believer's treatment with this divine judgment. So we said that if you are a true mu'min, if you truly believe in the Almighty Allah, if you truly believe in monotheism, and the fact that Almighty Allah has got some prophets, and the Prophet Muhammad is the seal and last of the prophets, you cannot refer to anyone else except Allah and His prophets, specifically Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny. So, in the end of the verse, it is added, and those are they that are the successful. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And the one who yields to Allah, who considers Him as the judge, is undoubtedly victorious in everything, whether in this worldly, mundane life or in this spiritual one. So, this is literally what the 51st verse discusses.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد.
قد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
The 52nd verse, dear listeners, talks about the same fact, but in a more general way. It proclaims, "And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ and fears Allah and is in awe of Him, so these are that are the victorious. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ These are the victorious ones. In this holy verse, those who obey and those who fear Allah are described as the victorious. While in the previous verse, those who yield to the judgment of Allah and the Prophet ﷺ were described as the successful. So, as it is understood from the references of lexicon, the Arabic word fawz and the word falah both have almost one meaning. For example, Raghib in Mufradat says, the word fawz means victory and achieving a good affair accompanied with safety. And concerning the word falah, he says, victory in achieving the purpose and aim. Of course, the word falah originally means to split, victorious people somehow pass the obstacles that are on their way and split their way for going forth and reaching their aim. The word falah was then applied for the sense of victory. And since the last holy verse talked about the obedience of those people, and the previous verses talked about the yielding to Allah's judgment, one of them is general and the other is particular. The result of both of them, of course, are the same. It is interesting that in the last verse, three attributes are mentioned for those who are victorious: obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ittiba'u Allah, and ittiba'u Rasul, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ the obedience to the Prophet, and then fear of Allah and piety. يَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ So, regarding this, some commentators say that obedience is a general meaning and its inward branch is fear of Allah and piety is its outward branch. So, at first, obedience is generally talked about, and then its inward branch, and then after that, its outward one. It is necessary to mention that there is a narration by Imam Baqir alayhi salam about the commentary of the Quranic sentence, and those are they that are successful, who says, the objective of this verse is Amirul Mu'mineen. Of course, as we have said, the most obvious extension of this verse is Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the purpose of this tradition is this, and it never rejects the commonness of its concept. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me.